Bhagavad-gita, chapter 2, Mishnah 9, Ezehi Aveda, what's considered a lost property? It says the Mishnah, Matzah, Chamor, or Parrot, Roin Bederech, if he sees a donkey or a cow grazing by the way. In other words, there's no pasture there or anything like that, but it's just walking and it's grazing the grass as an animal normally does. Ein Zu Aveda, says the Mishnah, this isn't lost property. This is what animals do, and it's a good chance that its owner knows what it's doing, and so a person is not required to return such an animal. Chamor v'kailav hafuchim, but if he sees a donkey and it's, you know, its trappings, what it's wearing, its saddle cloth, etc., are a ra, so that would indicate that something is wrong, and that would be considered a lost, you know, a lost donkey. Pararatza ben hakramim, if he sees a cow running among the vineyards. And the problem over here is that this might damage the cow's legs. It's not a normal thing for a cow to run through the vineyards. So Reza Aveda, so this is also considered lost property. That's not its kind of normal way of behaving, and he would be obligated to return it. Chazira Uvarcha, if he returns a lost object and it escapes again. Chazira Uvarcha, and then he does it again. He returns it to its owner, and again it escapes. Afil Arba V'chamisha Pamim, even 4 or 5 times, says the Mishnah, Chayav L'Chazira. So he is obligated to return it, and the mitzvah still applies, Shneimar, because the Pasuk says, Heishev Teshivaim. It says that you shall surely bring them back. But we learn out from the double language, the fact that it repeats the language over there, that he has to return it numerous times if it keeps getting lost. Haya batal misela, if he lost to the value of the sela, meaning if at the time he was occupied in returning the lost object, so he couldn't do his own work, and he could have earned a sela from his own work, Lo yoimar lo taini sela. He can't say to the owner of the lost object, "Give me a sela," meaning pay me for my usual labor, what I've lost because I returned your animal. Elanoisin lo scharoi kapoil battle. But what he can do is say to the owner, "Pay me wages of like an unemployed laborer," meaning a very lowly amount. So he could claim back like a very basic amount for returning the lost object, but what he can't claim back is what actual kind of work he lost because he was returning the lost object. In Yesham Beistin, if there's a court over there, Masna Bifnei Beistin, then he can state his terms before the court, meaning if he doesn't want to cease his work and lose his normal wages because he's got to deal with a lost object, so then what he can say to the Beistin is, "I'm stating my terms, namely that I'm willing to deal with the return of the lost object on condition that I receive from the owner the monetary value of what I've lost from my work." So if there's a Beistin, he can make that condition to the Beistin. And the card he brings, he could even constitute a Beistin. He could even get together 3 eligible people and constitute a Beistin and make this condition. Im einsham Beistin bifnei mi yasne shelo koidim. And if there's no court, then, you know, what will he do? Who will he? He can't stipulate before anybody. Says the Mishnah, his takes precedence, meaning he'll have to occupy himself with his own work, and he'll have to set aside the lost object because he's not obligated to lose his wages to deal with the lost object, and therefore he can leave it aside and carry on doing his own work.